Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
It's been said that we are often only 3 feet or so away from a spider. And of course, seeing a spider web is evidence that they're present in an area. But the next time you see a spider web, you might want to look at it a bit more closely. That's because those spider webs, actually the spider silk, is generating considerable interest in research into the production and applicability of a synthetic spider silk. Spiders are known to produce at least 7 different kinds of silk from abdominal glands. These complex proteins are known for their strength and elasticity and have been described as being 5 times stronger than steel while being more flexible than rubber. As one might expect, spider silk serves a variety of functions, including the structural framework of spider webs, wrapping up captured prey, casings for egg sacs, and a spider's version of a parachute or safety rope, which enables them to float through the air, called ballooning or kiting. Collecting enough spider silk for commercial use is not feasible, so there's considerable research into the production of synthetic spider silk for an increasing array of applications. These applications include the production of artificial ligaments, surgical suture, stronger textiles, and scaffolding for tissue engineering, to name a few. Bacteria and yeast, along with transgenic silkworms and goats, have already been used to produce synthetic spider silk. It might not be long before synthetic spider silk will be a common component of our clothing. Adidas has already marketed a lightweight shoe that's partially constructed of engineered spider silk. And North Face has produced a prototype parka with it incorporated into the fabric. Synthetic spider silk also shows promise in making bulletproof vests. Think Kevlar. And here's an example of the application of synthetic spider silk that's mind-boggling. A recent article in the March 2026 issue of National Geographic, titled Unlocking Nature's Miracle, was about synthetic spider silk. The article included a photograph of an engineer hanging a 170-pound tractor tire from a 0.35-ounce loop of synthetic spider silk. You heard that right. A 0.35-ounce of spider silk. I've put links to more information on synthetic spider silk along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.